Hello, everybody, and welcome to Live with Lon today. We are so glad that you've joined us. And today we're going to talk about authority. Authority is different than power. Do you know how it's different? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to help ourselves understand that and talk about the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, are you ready? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of studying your word. Lord Jesus, open our hearts to understand spiritual truth. Inspire and fortify our souls with your truth today. Give us hope and stamina to press on, living for you here on this earth until you're ready for us to call us home. And God, we commit this time in the scripture to you. I pray that you would anoint me and give me the power that I need to preach it correctly. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, what? Amen. And what? Amen. Okay. The title of my message today is The Authority of the Risen Christ. The authority of the risen Christ. And as you know, we've been studying in the Gospels. We're just about to the end, really. We're past the resurrection and the appearance of the Lord, and we're approaching now his ascension into heaven. We're going to roll right on into the book of Acts because that's the next logical passage of scripture after the Gospels. So that's what we're going to do. And today we're in a very famous passage from the end of the Gospel of Matthew. By the way, just before we continue, I want to do a mea culpa here. I made a mistake last week, and I told you that we were in for the fourth quarter of Not a Sermon, Just a Thought, America. We were in Minneapolis and Seattle. Actually, I was corrected this week, and we are actually in St. Louis and Seattle. St. Louis and Seattle of this coming quarter. And based on everything I see out there in Seattle and Portland, and oh man, they need the gospel bad. So does St. Louis. So does every city. Okay. I just wanted to clear that up. Okay. So now here we go. End of the New King James Version of the Bible in the New Testament here. And what do we do? What do we teach here at Lon Solomon Ministries? Say it with me. Come on. The Bible. Come on. The whole Bible. Nothing but the Bible. And then what? We apply it to our life. Yes. Okay. Matthew chapter 28. Jesus, I'm not sure where in the 40-day ministry, the 40-day post-resurrection ministry of the Lord, this was said, whether in the beginning of that 40 days or the middle or the end, the scripture doesn't say, but here's what it does say. Verse 16, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. Remember, there's only 11. Judas is gone, and he's not been replaced yet. And when they saw him, that is the Lord Jesus, they worshipped him, but some doubted, such as Thomas. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, in light of that, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things, whatever I have commanded you. And lo, behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. This is a very famous passage, obviously, but we want to take it apart like we love to do when we exposit the scripture together with you, look at it, and then put it back together and talk about the impact for our life. So let's do that. The disciples then went to Galilee. The Lord apparently carried on most of his post-resurrection ministry there with them in Galilee, although they do return to the Mount of Olives for his ascension. But we're not given any kind of a time line as to how long they were in Galilee or when they came back to Jerusalem. So we really don't know. But I'm assuming that this happened in Galilee, because the Bible seems to indicate they were on a mountain there when this happened. And Jesus appears to them, and here's what he says. Look at this. All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Now, we'll come back and do the Great Commission next week. But this week, let's just talk about this particular verse. Let's take it apart. First of all, how much authority has been given to the Lord Jesus, the risen Christ? All authority. All authority. And how far does that authority reach? How far does it stretch? Well, it's in heaven and on earth. Everywhere, in the heavenly places, including the heavenly beings, and even those who became demonic beings, and here on the planet Earth. All has been given to him, and has been given to him by whom? Well, by God the Father. That's whom God the Father has given him all authority over every heavenly being, over every demonic being, over every human being, an animal, a tree, or whatever. All authority has been given to him. And what's been given to him? Well, I just said it. Authority. All authority has been given to him. Now, this word authority, exousios in the Greek, is a very interesting word. In fact, I did a little word study on it, and let me tell you what I found. In its base meaning, its kind of original meaning, exousia means the freedom to act, the freedom to make decisions, the freedom to take action as you wish. It was not necessarily a theological word, so it's even used in some classical Greek passages, meaning that you have the freedom of choice and the right to act when it comes to disposing of your property or when it comes to selling your land. So this is what the base meaning is, the freedom to act and make decisions and choices in any way you want. But then it develops into the word authority in a more official capacity as time goes on. And that's how it's used here. The right, the warrant, the absolute freedom to do as you wish. Now, how is authority different than power? Well, very simply, power means the capacity to do something. Authority means you have the right to do it. Listen to me. Power means you have the capacity to do something, but authority means you have the permission and the right to use that power in a certain way. Now, we all understand this here in America because we see it all the time right now in the administration of President Trump, here in his second administration. He has the power as the president of the United States to do literally anything that he wants, but he doesn't have the authority to do it because Congress has passed some laws that limit his ability to use his power. And the Supreme Court has made some rulings that limit his freedom to use his power. Are you with me? He is the commander-in-chief of the military of the United States. However, he doesn't necessarily have the authority to use the military in any way he feels like using it. For example, sending it into cities here in America. That authority is being challenged by the court system and others in the Congress. Are you with me? Okay. Power versus the authority, the permission to use that power in a certain way. Okay. What does Jesus have? Does he have power? Yes. Does he have all power? Yes. Let me read you some scripture. Here we go. Revelation chapter 1. The risen Lord appears to John on the island of Patmos. Verse 10. I, John speaking, was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, as of a trumpet, saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega. This is the Lord Jesus speaking to him. Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet. Omega is the last letter. So today in English, he may say, I am the A and I am the Z. Okay. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. And I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle was one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet and girded about his chest with a golden belt. His head and his hair were like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And when I saw him, verse 17, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys to Hades, to hell, and of death. This is a person with power. My gosh, he has the keys of hell and death. And he was so overwhelming in his power that John the Apostle couldn't even stand up in his presence. This is someone with power. Now let's look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him, the Lord Jesus, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's power to the glory of God the Father. And finally, how about Ephesians chapter 1? Paul writes and says, I want you to be able to begin to understand, you Ephesians, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his what? Power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty what? Power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominance and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he, God the Father, put all things under his, Christ's feet, and gave him to be head over all things. Power. That's power that's been given to Christ. Okay, so we admit that he's got power. But Jesus didn't say in Matthew 28, I have power over all things. Yes, you do, Jesus. We agree. He said, I have authority over all things, meaning I not only have the power, but I also have the right, the permission, the freedom to use that power in any way I want. I don't have limited authority. The president, according to the Constitution, has all kinds of power, but he has limited authority to use that power, limited by the Congress, limited by laws that have been passed, limited by the Constitution, limited by Supreme Court decisions and other legal decisions. Okay, he has limited power. He doesn't have all authority. Jesus has unlimited power and unlimited authority in everything in heaven and in earth. You see the difference? Yeah. Authority is much better than power. Power's great, but if you don't have the permission to use it, it's no good to you. Authority is what we want. Authority to use the power that's been given to Christ. That's what Jesus says I have. I have all authority. You with me? Okay. Now, not only can Jesus desire to do something, Jesus can do something. Not only can Jesus want something to happen, Jesus has the authority to make it happen. Not only does Jesus, if he want, have the power to stop something from happening, but he has the authority to stop it. Do you see the difference? He has unlimited power, and to go with it, he has unlimited authority as the risen Christ. Wow, wow, isn't that awesome? That's our Savior. That's our friend. That's the one who is our shepherd, and we are his sheep, and we are his children. And he loves us, and he is committed. All the things the Bible talks about and promises to us. So, let's ask our most important question now. You ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. So, what? Yeah. Well, my friends, this is the being we're dealing with, the one with all power and the one with all authority to use that power. And he is our Savior. And he is our shepherd and friend. Hey, you can't get better than that, right? How sweet it is. Yeah. You know, nothing's more frustrating than to try to go to someone and try to get them to help you. And they have the power to do it, but they don't have the authority to do it. So here's what I mean. I was over in Israel several years ago on leading a tour. And I won't bore you with the details, but to make a long story short, I had to pay a fee to the customs department. And it had to be paid in cash in shekels. Well, I didn't have those kind of shekels. I didn't have any shekels in cash with me. So they said, all right, take some dollars that you have with you, go get some shekels, in the city of Tel Aviv, go somewhere and get some shekels, and come back and pay us. I said, all right. So I hopped in a cab, and I said, take me to a bank, please. So we did. It wasn't too far away, 10 minutes. I went into the bank, and I went up to the window. I stood in line. I went up to the window, and I had American dollars, and I said, hi, I'd like to exchange these into shekels. And the guy behind the window, the teller, said, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do that here. And I said, I don't understand, you're a bank. And he said, yes, but we don't exchange dollars for shekels here. And I said, but you don't understand. Let me explain this to you. I have to go back and pay the customs at the airport for a fee, but I have to pay it in shekels. And I don't have shekels. And they're not going to give me full leisure to come into the country here unless I get it in shekels and bring it back to them. He said, I'm sorry. We don't do that here. So I said, could I speak to your manager? And he said, yeah, sure. So I went over to the manager's office, nice man, and we sat down and I explained all of this to him. And he said, we don't exchange dollars for shekels here. And I said, sir, he said, no bank. I don't think there's a bank you'll go to that'll do that for you. You can do that at your hotel. I can't get to my hotel till I go back and pay the customs people. This is like the perfect catch-22. So I said, sir, listen, you're the manager of the bank, right? Yes. And you have the power, if you want, to exchange this money into shekels, right? Yes. He said, but I don't have the authority to do it. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, our bank has rules, and this is a rule in the bank. I don't have the authority. I have the power to do it if I want to, but I don't have the authority to do it. And I felt like pulling my hair out. What am I going to do? You say, how frustrating is this? You say, well, Lon, how'd this story end? You can't just leave us hanging like this. Folks, I'll tell you how it ended. I literally got down on my knees and begged him to do this, because if he doesn't do it, I can't get into the country, and I'm leading a tour group. I said, sir, please, I'm begging you, please, sir, please help me, you know, make an exception. And finally, he agreed to do it. He said, I may get in trouble for this. I don't really have the authority to do it, but I'm going to help you out and do it. And he did it. But I'm sure many of you have run into situations where you meet someone who's got the power to do something, but they don't have the authority. Like one time, I was coming back and I was going 82 in a 70 down in Southern Virginia. And I got pulled over by the local sheriff. And he said, I got to give you a ticket. And I said, sir, I was only going 11 miles over the speed limit. He said, yeah, but anytime you go 80 miles an hour in Virginia, now they've changed that now. Now it's 85 in a 70. You can before it's reckless driving. But back then, anything over 80 was, he said, I need to give you a ticket. I said, sir, but you have the power not to give me this ticket, right? He said, yeah, but I don't have the authority not to give it to you. The judge in our little county down here has mandated we catch anybody registering 80 or above on the radar. No exceptions. We must give them a ticket. Again, someone with the power not to give me a ticket, but he didn't have the authority. Okay, I think I made the point. How frustrating is that? Well, I got great news for you in the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about that. Not only does he have the power to do anything in this creation that he wants, he has the authority to do it. And he's not limited in the use of his power in any way. He's not limited. And how great is that. So when he makes us a promise, John 6:47, he who believes in me has everlasting life. He can back that promise up because he has the authority. When he makes a promise, I will never leave you or forsake you, he can back that promise up because he has the authority. When he makes us a promise that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, he not only makes us the promise, he not only has the power, but he has the authority to back that up. When he says, when you walk through the deep waters, you will not drown. When you go through the fire, you will not be burned, for I will be with you. Not just the power to say that, he has the authority to say that. And every single promise he makes us in the Bible is backed up not just by his power. It's backed up by his authority. All authority. And folks, all means all. All authority is given to me in heaven and on earth. So let me close by saying this. My friends, don't you ever worry that God's not going to do for you what he said he's going to do for you. That he's going to keep his promises, every single one of them. And no one and nothing is going to stop him from doing that. Not Satan himself is going to stop him, because Satan doesn't have the authority in the universe. Praise God. No demon has the authority in the universe. Praise God. Your boss does not have the authority in this universe. Your neighbor who's picking on you, or your friends at school who are picking on you, they don't have all authority in this world. Your Savior does. And we could go on and on and on, but the point is clear. The authority in this universe is the Lord Jesus. His. It belongs to him. So friends, trust what God tells you in the Bible. If he says he's taking you to heaven when you believe in him, trust it. When he says he's going to protect you, trust him. When he says he's going to provide for you, trust him. When he says he's going to defend you against your enemies, trust him. When he says he's going to vindicate you against those who are maligning and slandering you, trust him. He's going to do it all. He promises it. He has the power to do it, and he has the authority to do it. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we all wish you would answer our prayers more quickly. You have the authority to do anything in this world. But Lord, you also have your timing and your perfect will, and we understand that. But Lord, help us never to fret, for you will keep every promise you ever made to us, because you have all authority. And Jesus, we are so grateful for this. Help us to rest in that authority that you have. And we pray this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, what? Amen. And what? Amen. All right. Well, it's great to be a child of God. It's great to be a child of the Lord Jesus Christ, adopted in Christ, and the one who has all authority then looks over us. Praise the Lord. God bless you. See you next week, Lord willing, on Live with Lon.